I saw things I imagined.
Bitch, what are you saying?
I imagine things.
Oh! The pause was supposed to make us like.
I'm still waiting for like the song.
Okay, we're getting beats. Hold on, don't let it go. Don't let it go. We're not gonna have a verse. What's the next verse? Turn that shit off, Mike. Listen. Listen. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in to the Day Truth. I don't know what that nightmare was. What did she see?
I saw things. I imagine.
What was it, baby?
I saw things.
Uh-huh.
I imagine.
But who did you see?
I
saw. Solange has lost her everlasting mind.
Yo. Let me tell y'all something. Every Friday, I listen to new music. I was trying to work and listen to the new Solange project. Yo.
No, sir.
I have mad respect for her. Came back hard on her last project. However. This is a little too deep for me. Maybe I need to listen to the rest, but I still can't get past the first song.
I can't get past. What did you see, bitch? What did you see?
She saw something she imagined.
I guess. You know, let me tell you something, Mike. By the way, guys, thank you for tuning in to The Dame Truth. You are listening to the Dame herself and
the Wednesday Gentleman.
And I'm going to tell you right now, we don't have enough money. We do not have enough money. Because let me tell you something. If we had enough money, we could sell anybody anything. That is what Solange is doing. She is selling us anything because her sister is Beyonce. Don't get me on that whole tangent because you know I will rant off about Beyonce and her beehivers.
You had the hive coming for you.
Right. But bitch, what they didn't realize is that I was a fucking wasp.
Oh,
like, what is that? I need her to go ahead and buy Black Planet. And make Black Planet great again, because that right there is horrible.
Trying to do. That's what she
maybe
imagined.
She imagined Black Planet.
But she doesn't tell us, because you know,
child, she on another planet.
She was bound by you know some legal laws or something. So all she could say was, "I saw things.
I imagine." And they put that shit on Spotify. You see what I'm saying? Like, we don't have enough money. Listen, at the end of the day, I'm trying to get this guapo so that I can go ahead and make me a song and have everybody buy into it. Because that's what people do. They make money and then they go and make music. Period.
I don't know, but
I saw things I imagined.
Yeah, I thought I was losing it. Because you know I'm on these meds.
I saw things I imagined.
So I thought I was like hallucinating.
Whatever. And then you said Tank has some new music, right?
Yo. Shout out to my man Tank for this new song called Dirty.
Sexy ass. Golly.
Yo, I'm telling you, yo, this Woo! Dirty is just like When We. So you
But
know,
is it 10 times is it like nastier?
Probably so.
Really?
Probably so. And yo, check out the video. The video reminded me of a story that I wrote and how it all panned out.
Right.
Y'all go check Tank out. Check out the video Dirty. Tell us what you think about it.
Now, you know, also, I didn't see Dirty, but you know I'm up on my girl Cardi, and she has a new video out with Bruno, and I love that song.
I'm mad at him.
Why is everybody mad at Bruno?
Because that nigga hell, man. I want hell like him. He can do whatever he wants with his hell. He can make it lay down.
Yo, that's that Puerto Rican.
He can make it comb. Man, I mean.
Love it.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous of this dude. I look at him. And he's sitting there grinding with Cardi.
Please me, baby. Yo, that's that old school like, feel, so, though. I'm like,
so you got to be Puerto Rican.
No.
You got to have this damn hair that I want.
No, because.
Then you grew a mustache. Hold up.
Hold
up.
No.
You might grow a beard next.
Nope. You're not even going to say that you jealous of Bruno Mars because I got two bitches that hit up my phone specifically asking for the Salt and Pepper Man. And they said, and they love that he has a bald head because, you know, a lot of girls like to lick it.
Like the lick what?
The bald head. Yeah.
I still need some sloppy top.
But I'm just saying, you can't sit here talking about you jealous of Bruno, and you got two beautiful women that are vying for your affection and your attention. You calling me crazy because I'm trying to hook it up.
You want to pull up his Instagram and my Instagram?
I don't care about Bruno Mars's Instagram. I'm telling you right now that I got Insta hoes on my line for you, and you talking about some damn Bruno Mars. My nigga, it's about to be summertime. You need to have you some good sloppy toppy vanilla ice cream style type of loving, and I'm trying to hook you up.
Okay.
All right. Now, listen, just leave it to the dame. I am now starting a dating service. The dame dating. No, it's the dame dating service.
She's trying to pimp your boy.
I am not trying. I'm just, I really, like, I want all of us from 2019 and beyond to be wifed up, husband up, living large, financially free, have some financial freedom, you know, traveling, doing what we do. But you can't do this when you over there looking at Bruno Mars's damn air.
It's nice.
Please me, baby. That's my shit. That reminds me of like 1996-97.
Because that's what he does.
That's that feel good.
That's what he does. That's his wheelhouse right now.
Woo!
Bruno is pimping the
hell
out of it.
He's bringing it back. And I'm sad. I love it. But I'm sad that our old schools like Joe, Silk, like they can't come back like that.
Well, Silk tried. But everybody needs good songwriting.
Gotcha.
So when you don't have a good songwriter, you can't come out like that.
Right.
So
which lets me know that we need to tell the people what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody to help us with that little jingle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So what we're trying to do, you know, we're trying to be official, be on that. You know,
come on.
Trying to come up. So, you know, if you out there and you're a writer of music or, you know people that do
producer, beats.
Know, drop us a line. Let us know, hey, we got somebody that would like to do a jingle. Throw the jingle at us. We'll play it.
You know what I'm thinking what we'll do? Whoever drops us a line and says that they want to participate, we'll let the people judge and see which one they like the most.
I like that.
That sounds dope, right?
I like that.
So, yeah, let us know if you are interested. You can hit us up on Facebook or you can email me at edith.parrish@gmail.com and we can get this shit popping. But we got a good show today.
Yes, we do.
We got some good word on the streets.
Yes.
And we got some... It's about to be that time of the year again, Mike.
Sundress time.
It's about to be summer sundress time. And we're going to go ahead and let you guys... we're going to give you the do's and the don'ts. Because there are a lot of don'ts, my nigga.
Don'ts.
Yes, a lot of no's for the summertime sundresses. So we're going to talk about that as well because we got to get everybody prepared and situated for this summer. And we are ready for it. We're going to take a quick break. Again, thank you for tuning in to The Dame Truth. Let's hit it.
Hit it.
All right, guys. So now it's time for Word in the Streets. You know how we do it. Listen. We got a few hot topics to talk about. And you know, just let me go ahead and start and put it out there so that we can get it over and done with because you know I am not a big fan of this family.
Must be the Kardashians.
The fucking Kardashians. So, I don't know if you watch Red Table Talks, which you probably didn't because most men don't watch Red Table Talks. Even though I think, but you know, Red Table Talks is dope. And I'm going to say this. They had an episode with Wale. The rapper Wale. First of all, I think Wale is very immature because you gotta watch it. He was really immature during that whole interview to me because A lot of black men say, or I won't say a lot of black men, a lot of men, period, think that they want love, but they're not ready for it because they still want to act like young boys. And to me, in that whole interview, I thought he was just really, really childish acting. I thought that he was over-talking people. I felt like he was just, he didn't want to hear what they were trying to tell him. He just couldn't wrap his mind around being mature about love. But Red Table Talks to me is dope. But they had Miss Jordan Woods, the young lady who's in the controversial topic of Tristan and Khloe Kardashian. She's a beautiful girl. She, you don't even know. But she's a beautiful young lady. She's 21 years old. And 21? She's Kylie Jenner's friend. So basically what she was saying was that she went to a party. In LA, they do the party and then they do the after party. Now, from what I understand is you do the party and then the after party is where the freaks come out. But, you know, that's just my scenario of the after party.
Okay.
You have the party, the after party, then the after after party.
Okay.
To me, what it sounded like, since she left this Negro's house at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, she went to the after after party where all the freaks were. But like I said, a very young girl, very naive. I mean, there's some things that I did at 21 that I wasn't really proud of. And she said that there were a lot of people still there and she was just hanging out at the after after party. And Tristan came over and kissed her on the lips. Now, we all know that Khloe and her baby daddy have a tumultuous relationship, and they have called it quits right before she was about to go into labor with her first and only child because he was caught cheating on her before. So why are we blaming this 21-year-old young lady when we should be blaming the man who kissed her on the lips? Because from what I understand, she said she never wanted to have sex with him. She was not engaged with him in that way. She did not have a lap dance with him. She was basically at the party. He caught her off guard by kissing her, and she didn't want to tell Khloe because she realized that they were already having this kind of tumultuous relationship, and she didn't want to add fuel to the fire. So she just tried to sweep it under the rug. But what ended up happening was that there were people there at the party that were saying that she was too close to Tristan, and that's what went down. Would you like to talk on how trifling he is?
Well, I'm going to say two things. First thing, Tristan a hoe. That's just first and foremost.
That's the first and foremost?
Tristan is a hoe.
Okay.
And Khloe is a hoe lover.
Well.
Because she has not left this dude. There has been video. There have been pictures of him with other females.
Well,
now he is kissing another chick in the mouth, 21, mind you.
That you consider to be your sister, your little sister.
That she considers to be a little sister. I don't know if he did.
Right.
Because I ain't never kissed my sister like that. But
right. Anyway, she said it wasn't a French kiss, but he did kiss her on the lips, and there was alcohol involved. But she said that she wasn't drunk. She said she was drunk, but she wasn't drunk to the point where she didn't know what was going on.
He is a hoe.
He's a hoe.
And he's not. He's sloppy with his
shit. And he doesn't want her.
And that's the thing that kills me, because he's sloppy. Mm. He's sloppy. You're seen everything. Tristan, man, LeBron got you this huge contract. This huge contract. You shouldn't be out seeing with other females.
Wow.
You should have money where you have holes on deck. Where if you need to get away
from... Can you stop condoning hoism?
If you need to get away from Khloe...
Just because you have money, you do not have to be a hoe or have holes on deck.
Look, if you got money to have other women, or you're going to cheat outside of your relationship...
I'm so over you.
You might as well have holes on deck.
I'm so over you.
Have them paid so they won't... come at you like Tiger women did.
Oh my God.
Because once Tiger got caught,
it was all over. And that bitch basically ran him into a tree. So he better be glad he's alive.
You know, he was sloppy with his too because he just got too confident.
Mm.
You know, so you got, you know, you can't be too sloppy. You don't have your own phones in the car. What's wrong with you, man? You know you're supposed to bury that shit outside.
I don't know what ended up happening, but from what they said, there weren't phones, because I think Tristan told everybody to put up their phones or the phones were taken. But Jordan said she had her phone. But I feel like, I don't know. It's really messy. I think that no woman deserves to be treated like this, even though I don't care for the Kardashians, because I feel like they are famous for no fucking reason. I feel that Khloe or no woman should be treated like this. I think that Jordan has learned her lesson. She's a young lady. She says she wished that she never had herself in that situation. So that, to me, young lady, lets me know that you need to take your ass in the house.
You shouldn't be around the Kardashians.
And you need to take your ass in the house, because you're too young to be out at some nigga house at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. I know that these are rich kids. And by the way, Jada and Will put her on the show because her father, who is now deceased, was, I think, the sound technician for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So they are really close to her. Like she calls Will Smith, Uncle Will, and they're really, really close. Like, she's known them since she was a baby. But I just feel like it doesn't matter if you're in Hollywood or if you're in Bankhead. I feel that women, young ladies, should be, they should be at all times covered. They should go out with other young ladies, leave with the other young ladies. It should not be a separation. It shouldn't be that way. I mean, I know that means that you're a grown woman, but I just feel like when there's a lot of drinking involved, you should be covered with your girls, unless you are with your significant other and you are down for the cause. You shouldn't be just out there like that, because look, now her name is being scandalized. Her family is being harassed online. Her little sister can't go to school because they're threatening her. It's just, and you know how the media is. So
that's the reason why she was on the show.
Yeah, Red Table Talk.
So Will and them could clean that up.
Yeah.
They like, nah, you're not going to do her like that. Now,
we don't have PR.
We don't have Will and Jada. Right.
But Blondell will knock a nigga out.
What I want to say to the young girl and other young girls, like my daughter, I'll tell her, don't put yourself in that situation at all costs.
Right.
I know that if I'm drinking, and this is the reason why I don't drink in public, heavy, I just do not.
Right.
Because anything is liable to happen.
Right.
And liable to happen to me.
Got you.
So I know if my boys are there and I tend to have alcohol, I know that my boys will pick me up. I had a friend that he was drunk, and I didn't leave him alone.
Right.
Because I knew something was going to happen, and it did, because he was falling all over the fucking place.
Right, right.
So I'm not just going to let him fall.
Because men can get taken advantage of, too.
I'm going to pick him up, and I'm going to be like, bro, we need to go, because we in a spot that we don't know.
Right. Absolutely. And absolutely.
We not going out like that.
And the thing about it is that she was with, and that was what she said. We were with people, you know, she felt that she knew Tristan, and, you know, it was okay because she did know him on a personal level, but you see how that went. So this is just a lesson for all of my millennials, you know.
You don't know.
I'm a millennial too, but listen, you know, the fresh.
You want to be called a millennial.
I really don't want to be called. I'm literally, to be honest, they say that millennials are up until the age of 37 or 38.
Really?
So, yeah. But I hate being called a millennial, because I'm not like these new school millennials. Like, I'm more of a 90s baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I have some sad news. I mean, this is really sad, because now I'm seeing like how all the old shows are being rebooted. I like to see my old actors being in the reboots. But y'all, Luke Perry died. I'm like, even though like he wasn't my favorite, just Jason Priestley on 90210 was everything, with his beautiful blue eyes and blonde coiffed hair. I just loved him. As Mike is over here looking at me like strange. But yes, I used to love Jason Priestley, and I love me some New Kids on the Block, baby. And they got a new video out right now that is so fire with Backstreet Boys and who are those kids from Boston? Those, oh God, what the Bobby Brown, Ricky Mike, Bell Biv, yeah, New Edition. I can't remember. That was like my time. You don't know New Edition. Because I mean, to be honest, when New Edition came out, I mean, I got family in Boston, so and everybody is just.
I'm giving her the gas face.
All over New Edition. But I'm saying, when I was growing up, they were not the tea when I was growing up. And, like, I didn't care about New Edition. I'm telling you, I was born in the 80s, but the 90s raised me. So New Edition was like, all right, cool. I don't know all the words to New Edition. So, anyway, Luke Perry passed away. He dies at 52. He was recently on the show Riverdale, but he's best known as Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills 90210. Has died. All right, Mike. So listen, I'm gonna just let you know right now. If I see the foolishness this summer, I'm writing a bitch a note. Uh-oh. She's definitely getting a note. You already know what time it is. The weather is going to be getting warm in a couple of months. We already know the bitch is going to need some girdles under these sundresses. Now, I know y'all like to see the whole jiggle and gyrations of the midgets under the sundress, but let me tell you something. Yeah. Sometimes it's a little too goddamn much, Mike.
Too much.
Too much. Oh, the BBWs, you black men are contributing to heart disease.
What?
High cholesterol and extra belly fat and ass fat, and it's got to go.
Extra belly? Why? Because we actually like y'all?
No, but it's not about what y'all like. It's about the health. And I think that a lot of BBWs are thinking that, you know, because the men like it, that it's good. It's not good to have all that ass.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not. Yes.
Let me tell you something. If you ain't injecting it,
Mike, cool. It is not good. If the asses that God I've been seeing it. No, with, Mike, no.
If God blessed you with that ass, please.
Mike, I'm a BBW.
Please.
I'm a BBW, and I know that I am a plus-size woman. But at the end of the day, I can still carry on about my daily functions without being winded, without being fatigued. I don't have sleep apnea. I'm good. These women are walking around with two babies on their back. It is not good health for nobody.
But what if she not winded?
Majority of them are. Mike, these BBWs that y'all liking on these Instagram pictures and stuff like that, they got too much ass.
So, what's the girl name?
They got too much of everything.
Tavia Majors, I think that's her name.
Oh, she's like my size. She's like my size. Actually, I think she said she wears a size 15. At least I wear a 12. I wear about a 12 in pants. Oh,
she's bigger than you.
No, she's about my size.
No, she's not.
I think we're shaped a little bit different, but I think we're about the same size, though. Because I think she said, what's her weight?
I don't ask a woman about her weight.
No, I mean, it's gotten to the point right now. You know, I am all for women having positive body images where we see women of different sizes and different shapes. But we're not even really seeing women of different shapes. We're just seeing one certain shape.
Tabria.
Yeah, she's beautiful. We're only seeing one certain type of shape when it comes down to who people call BBWs. Yeah, she's about my size.
She's larger than
She's taller probably than I am. Because I'm only 5'8". She's probably 5'11". But with her being that tall, her weight distributes, you know, evenly. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
So, you going to say she's tall.
No, that's what I'm saying. She works out. She works out on a regular basis. And I love her positive body image. I think that she works out. She likes to eat. That's me. Those who like my titties when I wear a half bra. Okay, that was like my stomach when I had my stomach out. But at the end of the day, I think that there are a lot of women out here that are considering themselves to be thick, but they are actually not healthy.
Oh my God.
Mike, concentrate.
Okay.
So listen, this is what we're not going to do this summer, ladies. Because Mike over here on this girl's Instagram double tapping her pictures like a motherfucker. Stop looking at her ass, Mike.
Damn.
Yo, I swear. Black men in ass. Is that y'all's kryptonite?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And half of y'all can't even handle all that ass. I just don't get it.
Let me tell you something, lady. Listen. I can handle all of that.
Listen. We did not ask you, Mike.
From the back.
What you can handle.
Yes, I can.
We did not ask you that, Mike.
Yes, sir.
See, you making the show X-ray like a motherfucker already.
We done got a tune up. I'm ready for the motherfuckers.
You said I'm healthy. I came back. I got my clearance.
Doctors have cleared me. We are ready to go.
I am so done. But this is what we're not going to do in 2019 when it comes to the summertime.
Okay, what we not going to do?
We are not wearing a whole lot of body magics, waist trainers, or anything else that will cause a collection of sweat and funk to collect under that sundress. We're not doing that. We will, however, we will go with a lightweight support to contain the gut and the butt. And what we will do is put some deodorant under our titties. Because, listen, we all know that in the summertime, if you have a double D breast, sweat will collect under your titties. Ladies, put some deodorant under your titties. That's number one.
Y'all do that.
Number two.
Because I love them double D's.
Number two. What we will not do in 2019, the summer of 2019, is walk around with a black ass neck. Ooh. Now, what I want you to do is, ladies, I want you to go get you some baking soda. I want you to put that baking soda on a rag with some soap. And I want you to scrub the back of your neck and under your arms. Which leads me to what we're not going to do.
Wait a minute.
What, Mike?
So baking soda, get that.
Hell yeah. Put some baking soda on a rag. And if you really want to get something lightened up, put some baking soda and some lemon juice with that bitch. And you will be bright and light on the back of your neck and under your arms.
So my grandmother had it wrong all this time where she said put some Clorox.
Clean
the back of your neck.
Chemicals is killing bitches. Now, I'm going to say this. My mama did scrub my knees with some Comet when I was a little girl because she said my knees was black. So she scrubbed my knees and my elbows with some Comet because I used to stay outside and rustling and tussling. And I'm going to tell you right now, to this day, I got some smooth ass legs. Mm. Little Comet ain't hurt nobody. So that, you know, you could take it back to the old school, but since things are really carcinogenic, I don't suggest that shit no more.
Baking soda and lemon juice.
Yes. Baking soda. And I mean, I'm going to, you know.
Do that work for them dark spots in between the legs?
I don't have that shit. Well, I'm even.
Well, I ain't going to touch that, but you know who you are.
But no, let me tell you something. Honey is a natural humectant. So if you put honey, baking soda, and lemon juice, you mix them together, it will foam up. You put that foam, let it stay on, let it sit there, don't rub it. Let it sit there for a couple of minutes, let it dry up, and then gently with a wet rag, wipe it away. If you do that for about a week or two, you will start to see your skin brightening. And that's what we need to do in 2019. I don't want to see no black underarms. I don't want to see no crusty necks. And I most definitely don't want to see no knobby black ass knees in 2019. Which leads me to the third thing we are not going to do. We are not going out in 2019 with crust on the side of our feet. Bitch, if you're going to wear some sandals, I need you to go ahead and pay Ming Lee $23 to get you a goddamn manicure and pedicure.
Better yet, ladies, if you have a dude or you know a dude that like you, get him to pay for your pedicure.
So what do? We just say, oh, baby, I need to get my feet done?
If you play the game right.
How you play the game? I got to sew your face?
Maybe. But I'm just saying, because there is no excuse.
For no crusty feet.
Now, this is the Wednesday gentleman talking to you. I love beautiful feet. And for my woman, I will pay for her feet to be done.
Please,
because there is no way my woman is going to go out there looking like Jennifer Hudson at the Oscars.
Stop it. You know I love J-Hud. Okay, let's just say this.
You embarrassing the house now.
J-Hud has corns. You cannot eliminate corns without breaking your toes.
Look.
You can't get rid of corns.
You need to take care of your feet. Oh, if your man ain't helping you take care of your feet, which it obviously looked like J. Hud going through some issues.
Stop.
She ain't looked like that before.
Who has the time to zoom into that bitch's feet, though? That was like, so stupid.
Looking like Sealy.
Oh, my gosh. And then she had on a nude nail polish. Everybody talking about her nails black. No, they're not. It was a nude nail polish.
I didn't look at the nail polish. I looked at her face. I saw her hair, and I mean, I like J. Hud.
Yes.
She's a favorite of mine. But whoever zoomed in on the feet.
They were just wrong as hell for that. Just,
you know,
they were petty as shit.
They couldn't let her go.
They probably like Beyonce.
But they were like, you know, maybe Beyonce had a hit out on her and said, get them feet.
Whatever.
Get them feet. And got her feet.
Next topic, because we're not talking about J-Hud. We're not talking about J-Hud or Fantasia ever. No. And this is the last goddamn thing that we are not going to do in 2019. We're not going to have these goddamn lace fronts with the major baby hairs flapping in the wind because y'all done sweated up your glue and it's looking crusty around your face. We are not doing lace fronts for the summer of 2019.
I think we need to have some pictures of that, of things that we not gonna see as far as the lace front. Because, see, I don't know about lace fronts like that.
I'm just over it.
I just know now when I can tell that your hair is falling off.
Dude.
That's major. Because I'm not a hair expert. I'm not at all.
I'm over it. I'm over these lace fronts, and I know it's going to be hot because this winter was crazy. So we know we're going to have hot weather. Next thing you know, bitch is going to be out here sweating, and their lace fronts going to be lifted. You're going to be able to tell because you're going to see the little screen net that's right there on their forehead, right connected to their eyebrow. You're going to see it lift up, and you're going to be like, what the hell is that?
Like I do
that
in the salon before they put the hair on. Oh, okay. Shout out to the Natural Hair Sisters.
Even though I have on a wig today.
Wednesday Gentleman loves y'all. Shout out.
Do you like me with hair or with a wig?
I love your natural hair.
I mean, take it. I did like go out into the playground today. I did take a nap. My hair is looking kind of busted. But I honestly think that my new friend likes me with longer hair. He wouldn't admit it because he says he likes me with, I can rock either. Or he said, I can rock a shortcut or long hair. But I think he's more attracted to the long hair.
Well, we all go through that. Well, this is my personal opinion. We all go through that stage. Like, I love women and the weave and all that kind of stuff once upon a time.
Right.
And then I started, and it wasn't when y'all started doing the natural hair movement, but it was solidified when I saw Black Panther. When I saw all of those ladies on screen.
Got natural hair.
I mean, I was in love.
Gotcha. I love that.
I was just like, damn it. This is what I would love to see. We don't have to, you know, you don't have to have, you know, you can bring the hair to the bedroom. That's cool.
Okay.
We can have a little.
Because you like something to grab onto, like, you know.
But, you know, you can have your natural hair and not.
You can't really grab. No, because my hair's short.
If it's short natural hair, I'm just talking about natural hair, period.
Maybe if I wore my do-rag to bed, you can grab my do-rag.
You know, like your friend, she had, I could, you know, grab her hair.
Oh, yeah, she got a lot of hair.
And I would just...
She got a... Wait a minute! What is wrong with you? If you can only see the visuals right now, you are so ignorant. But no, you know what? To be honest, I think that a lot of men say that they like natural hair. And it's okay to like both. But I get that y'all dig that longer type, that longer length of hair. It could be natural, a longer length of hair. But y'all like hair. Y'all like hair like y'all like ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
True that.
So I'm going to let mine grow out. I'm trying not to cut it. That's why I put my hat on.
I love it.
When I say my hat, I mean my wig.
You had kind of like a little fro thing that you put on. That was hot.
That's my hair.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was hot.
But okay, can I be honest with you? I feel like right now I'm in this stage where I really don't like how I look with that length of hair. I don't know why. I just don't like I'm a Gemini, so I'm used to switching up my hair like every other week. So for me to not be able to just rock the same style, it was driving me crazy. So I had to put my hat on. But you said, you know, that medium length hair, you can kind of grab it still and kind of go. You are so out of line with that whole motion you just did. Listen, guys, I want us to have a wonderful, wonderful summer. Please take my tips and go with it. We're not doing no crust.
No crust.
We're not doing no dirt.
No dirt.
We're not doing no must.
No. A brother will taste your deodorant versus your must. So just keep that in mind.
So this.
When I'm lifting up that titty.
You better have something right there to make it fresh.
I can wipe it away. Get that phone. Just, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah, no. I thank God for Blondell every day. She really showed me. You know, it's not a lot of women out there that have mothers that actually showed them how to take care of themselves and maintain. I realize that now. I'm growing up and being a grown-ass woman. There's some funky-ass women out here.
Yes,
there's some women who really don't know how to sit their ass in the tub and let that shit marinate. But you should let it marinate.
Marinate.
Don't nobody want to put their head down there. But you know what? I'm going to say the same thing for men. Y'all balls stink.
And yes.
And are musty.
Hey, that's why I got wipes at the toilet now.
But no, don't. Sit your ass in the tub. Fuck a wipe.
No, I'm talking about, but you know.
When just to maintain, yes, like throughout the day.
I understand, because if I'm coming down on somebody, I don't want salty.
No, you don't want that.
In my mouth. I can't have salt right now because. And
your blood pressure high, my blood pressure high. I can't do it.
Lapping on salt.
Mike.
Leave my balls.
Not today. That is a mess. No. That's
so
yeah.
I always, if I am anticipating any kind of floppy toppy, trust me, we're gonna be clean.
Hell yeah. I can't do no walk around.
Coconut.
You know what the walk around is, right?
Coconut.
Do you know what the walk around is?
What is the walk around?
Like, if you, like, me and my ex had this thing, like, if you have been walking around for more than an hour, you gotta take a bath before we were intimate. Period.
I want a shower. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a bath, a shower, whatever. But
I gotta make sure the boys are clean, because I want every part of the mouth.
Wait a minute. Okay. Next topic. You know what? I need to find a sex therapist. We gotta have a sex therapist on the show.
Hey, guys. Bring on.
We gotta have. But anyway, guys, this was a great, quick and short show. And I hope that you enjoyed it. You can follow me on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics.
Hermosa.
Hermosa.
And you can follow me on Wednesday. You can follow me on IG at The Wednesday Gentleman. You can follow me on Facebook on the...
You having a moment?
I was thinking about what's on the other side of this.
I cannot.
You follow me at The Wednesday Gentleman fan page on Facebook.
Oh, and tell them to add us on Facebook, The Dame Truth Podcast.
Add us. Yo, yes. Go
like our page.
Like our page, man.
Yes. And we have we have a lot of interaction with the people who are listening to our podcast and who support us. So please make sure that you like The Dame Truth Podcast and like Mike's new sexy picture that he has up.
What the hell that came from? What is that?
I mean,
she just cropped it out.
Listen, give me a good picture. We might have to do a photo shoot real soon.
I got some pictures.
Calling all the photographers. Photographers. Okay, send it to me. All right, guys. Have a great rest of the week. And make sure that you stay tuned with The Dame Truth.